Hazardous waste stockpiled in northern landfills over the past century has almost been removed, according to the GNWT. The success of this program demonstrates the effectiveness of regional cooperation, said Municipal and Community Affairs Minister, MAC, Vince McKay on July 31. The GNWT will continue to support communities facing logistical challenges in waste removal and promote systemic waste diversion to prevent future stockpiles. Building on the progress made in removing hazardous waste, our next steps will focus on clearing scrap metal from community solid waste sites throughout the NWT, McKay added. Since the program began in 2022, close to 1 million kilograms of hazardous waste have been removed from northern landfills and taken to proper storage facilities in the south, according to the GNWT. This year, waste has already been removed from Nahana Butte, Jean Marie River, Aklavik, Inuvik and Delini. Work to cart away unwanted materials from Lutzel K is currently underway and Fort Resolution is expected to be completed in August. This is the program's final year. Historically, hazardous waste such as scrap metal was left in community landfills due to the logistics of moving it south. In 2010, a number of NWT communities came forward with plans to remove the waste themselves. Costs were prohibitive and communities were only able to make a dent in the stockpiles, so MACA played intermediary and applied for the Investing in Canada's Infrastructure Program from Ottawa, which covered 75% of the cleanup costs, amounting to $5.75 million. Communities were responsible for the other 25%, approximately $2 million.